Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Cioli.
There is a movie coming out that you've got to see. It's called The War on Truth, and it's available May 17th, but you can pre-order it today. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here with me on Twitter, at Rich Cioli. I am very, very excited to welcome to the show Nick Searcy, the one and only, a legend himself. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm having a real good time. Thanks for having me on the show.
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan. I loved you in Justified. You crushed it. I love you in that show. It's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, well, it's one of mine, too. I mean, it was a good bunch of writers, great bunch of actors. It was lightning in a bottle. It doesn't happen every time you make a television show, that's for sure.
Well, you know, my dad's a retired cop, and he said you played one of the most realistic cops he's ever seen anywhere, ever. So I think that's a big compliment.
That's great. Well, you know, the character was based on my father. It's my father's sense of humor and my father's sort of attitude towards things. So it means a lot to me when people like that character because it's really a tribute to my dad. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's amazing. That's great. Well, it's a great character and it's a great story, Nick. So thank you for sharing it with us. And
you've also
done a lot of stuff with the Daily Wire. How do you like working with them on movies?
Well, I only did the one, Terror on the Prairie. I really enjoyed that. It was a great experience making the movie. I wish it was a little bit more available than it is. There's only one place to get it, and, you know, you can't even order a DVD of it. So I'm hoping that one of these days it becomes a little more widely available because it's a really good film.
Yeah, and is that Gina Carano's in that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, yeah. Gina, I'm the one terrorizing Gina, hence the name, Terror on the Prairie. I'm the terror. I play the title role.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. It's on my list. So there you go. All right? And we're all going to watch it. Everybody listening is going to watch that movie, no doubt. And we're also going to watch The War on Truth. So I have about a minute here of the trailer I'd like to play for everybody. Go ahead, take a listen.
You are suggesting that the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources or FBI agents. The answer is no, it was not.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
It's not protest. It's insurrection.
When I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol, can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any.
Wow. Wow, Nick Searcy, this is amazing. The War on Truth, let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, this movie shows you the lies of the government, for one thing, and for another, it really humanizes the people that the government is persecuting. I mean, these people that they are running down, breaking down their doors, putting them in jail for trespassing. These are people that have never been arrested for anything before in their lives, in most cases. They're just patriotic Americans who believe in the Constitution, who went to Washington on January 6th and did not do anything violent, most of them, and they are being treated like serial killers and drug dealers. And I mean, it's appalling. And this is what our movie shows. It shows not only what the government has done, but what the media has done to these people, demonizing them, making them pariahs in their own neighborhoods, forcing them to close their businesses, lose employment. It's a real crime what's happening in this country.
I love the fact that in the trailer, Nick, you point out the fact that that was the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, who would not answer the question about how many government operatives were there that day. The FBI director also would not answer that question. And that, to me, has always been the key to this, is how many people were either FBI informants or undercover agents or operatives or whatever. How many other agencies had people there on January the 6th? All of this you go through in the movie, The War on Truth.
Yes, we show in the movie that in that first clip, Christopher Wray says we have no evidence that were any BLM or Antifa people disguised as Trump supporters. Well, I have evidence, and I'm just some actor from Burbank who happened to be there that day. We have footage of people changing clothes in the bushes. We have people that were obviously not Trump supporters. You have John L. Sullivan on tape inside the Capitol going, "We did it. We made them do it." You have Ray Epps outside the building saying, "I orchestrated it all." And we also have footage in our movie, Rich, of the minute the first breach of the barricades happened with the crowd at the Capitol. Ray Epps was right at the front, and this flare goes up, and eight guys come in and march Ray Epps out of harm's way right before the Capitol police start firing munitions into the crowd. This was all a setup. It was all orchestrated. And Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland and all the rest of them are lying about it. And they'll never stop lying about it, because if they ever stop, they'll be the ones going to prison and not these people they're persecuting.
I mean, I'm watching the footage, Nick, of Ray Epps being escorted out by these eight people. I had no idea. I mean, I've talked about Ray Epps a lot. I think it's outrageous how the media has portrayed him as some sort of victim here of a vast right-wing conspiracy, when he's the guy on tape saying, "Tomorrow we go in the Capitol, we go in the Capitol," and the crowd around him chants, "Fed, fed, fed." And the media has made him a sympathetic figure. You know, that 60 Minutes piece they did on him, the glowing New York Times story. But I've never seen that footage that you show in this video before. But Epps, out, no question in my mind, I think any reasonable person looks at that and goes, come on.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the War on Truth. This is exactly what the government is doing. They are fighting over what the truth is, and they don't want the truth to come out. The only truth they believe in is their truth. They think truth is all relative, and what they put out is propaganda and call it truth. And what we're trying to do with this movie is show you what really happened, who these people really are that they're persecuting, and what the true nature of that day, January 6th, was.
There's a Miranda Devine, FBI lost count of how many paid informants were at the Capitol on January 6th and later performed an audit to figure out the exact number, according to an ex-official. Nick Searcy, this is all important for Americans to understand, because, as you pointed out, a lot of the January 6th defendants were treated as if they were, terrorists who tried to blow up the Capitol. They were denied due process in many cases. They were not given access to their attorneys, solitary confinement. I mean, it's just awful. Story after story coming out about how these people were treated for things just as minute as going to the bathroom inside the United States Capitol building.
Yeah. Well, what you realize, and it's a sobering thought, but what you realize is that the real enemies of this administration and the deep state behind it, the real enemies are Americans that disagree with them. That's why the borders are open. They don't care what foreign enemies are coming across the border. They're not even checking to see who they are. Their real enemies are people in this country who oppose them, people who believe in the Constitution, people who want the vote to be fair. Those are their real enemies. That's why Joe Biden says the main threat to this country is white supremacists. That's because he wants to tar and feather everyone who went to the Capitol on January 6th as some sort of racist, white supremacist terrorist, because we are their true enemies.
How has this affected your career? Because you've been so outspoken, and everybody should follow you on social media at Yes Nick Searcy, S-E-A-R-C-Y. You're incredibly talented. You've won all kinds of awards. You've been in Academy Award-winning films. How has your political feelings, your leanings, your outspoken truth affected you professionally?
Well, there have been a few instances over the years where, there was a part that I was pretty sure I was going to get that didn't happen. But, I can't put my, I can't say categorically that I've been blacklisted because I continue to work. I've got a Netflix series coming out this year called The Perfect Couple that I'm in with Nicole Kidman. I did one last year. I've got a movie coming out called Reagan with Dennis Quaid playing Ronald Reagan.
Awesome.
I continue to get enough work. So I don't know why. I think that maybe they just don't pay attention to the other side of the media. It's like it's that one time that I guess hosted for Rush Limbaugh. I was talking to a friend of mine and said, I'm afraid that, this might hurt my career. And he said, if you don't tell people in Hollywood that you're doing it, they'll never know, because they don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. They don't listen to anything except the left side of things. They're afraid to hear anything from the right. So maybe that's what's happening. Maybe they just don't know.
They're so insular. They live in such a bubble. But you also made the point, Nick Searcy, at some point that Hollywood has basically destroyed itself, right?
Absolutely. They are driving people away, and alternative mediums are springing up. That's why the Daily Wire is doing well. I talk to a lot of people all the time that are making independent films outside the Hollywood system that are geared towards the middle of the country that Hollywood constantly insults. I mean, you can bring up a lot of examples. You can look at a movie like The Sound of Freedom and other films that have come out that have just performed well at the box office, because there's a hunger out there for content that does not insult them, that content doesn't start from the premise that Christians and Republicans are evil and have to be stopped.
My friend, our mutual friend Julie Kelly, is going to join me at 5:30 today. I know you work closely with Julie, and everything
she's in
told
the movie.
You,
yeah,
yeah, she's
yeah.
in the movie. I know. I mean, that's amazing. Everything they told you about January 6th was a lie. The director of the new movie, The War on Truth, which comes out May 17th, Chris Burgard, he was investigated by the FBI.
Yes, they didn't break down his door. They didn't treat him like they didn't give the pre-dawn raid treatment, but they left a little business card on his ranch after they came all the way onto his ranch, which they weren't really allowed to do. Left a business card and called him and said, we'd just like to ask you a few questions. And Chris is a little too savvy for them because his father was in the FBI. And so he said, what are your questions? And they wanted to ask him, What he spoke to Nick Searcy about on January 6th, and what were your intentions in making this film? And Chris said, why are you asking me these questions? And they said, well, somebody reported on capital punishment as being a possible terrorist threat. A film. They thought a filmmaker was a terrorist threat. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a government that wants to silence anyone that disagrees with it.
Amazing. Amazing. I can't wait to see it. May 17th is the day, but you can pre-order it now. TheWarOnTruthMovie.com. TheWarOnTruthMovie.com. Nick Searcy, I got to tell you, man, it's been an honor to have you on the show. I'm grateful for your patriotism. I'm grateful for your investigative nature. I'm grateful for the fact that you love this country so much. You're going to fight for the truth to come out. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rich. Please give Julie Kelly my love. She's a dear. Dear to my heart, she is.
Can I ask you, can you make me a promise when your Netflix show comes out and when the Reagan movie comes out, will you come back on my show so we can talk about those?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'd love to have you. TheWarOnTruthMovie.com. Nick Searcy, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Boom. That's how we do it with A-list guests. Nice. Matt DeSantis had nothing to do with that, by the way, as usual.
I didn't know he was in the Reagan movie either. That one looks good.
Well, you know, Fela had Dennis Quaid on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. That's a hint. Like, why don't you get Dennis Quaid on?
I got the hint.
Unbelievable.
I'll try.
This movie looks amazing. I'm looking at all the footage of FBI raids in here. Where the smoke bombs go off. I meant to ask him about the pipe bombs. Shoot, I wanted to ask him about the pipe bombs, but I think that's in here too. And then my friend just sent me a story. Let me wish my friend Laura Major a happy birthday. Major Media, today's her birthday. She's a wonderful friend. I call her my spirit producer, Matt, because she sends me a lot of stuff that you don't, and it's really good. And it's helpful.
Well, I thank her for the assistance.
Yeah, and I'm able to do the show because she sends me stuff. So, you know, thank God I have her. Even though she doesn't get paid and you do.
Why am I taking so much heat today?
I guess
you have been picking on Henry the last couple of days. So I'm
really
due.
Have. Yeah. And then Henry fought back yesterday, and so... Yeah,
I'm just going to roll over and take it, so keep going.
It's just your day. That's how it works. It's just your day. I can't, you know, it's how it happens. It's, you know, you never know which day is going to be your day.
I felt pretty good about myself Monday through Wednesday, but yeah, I guess we were due.
What's her name's writing the email right now? I'm so tired of the way you pick on your producers. You're so mean to them. They work so hard for you. She's firing off that email right now. Matt's aunt is firing off the email right now. That's great. But apparently the Gateway Pundit has obtained more leaked audio of James Ray Epps providing materially false statements during an abnormally friendly interview with the Federal Bureau of Investigations about his role in the Capitol riot, a crime punishable by up to 8 years in prison. Joined by his attorney, John Blishak, a former FBI agent, and his wife, Robin Epps, during a voluntary March 3rd, 2021 interview, Epps assured the feds while laughing and cracking jokes that he only traveled from Arizona to Washington, D.C. to protect his son, James Ray Epps Jr., and to try to de-escalate a raging crowd amid a terrorist attack he suspected would transpire involving a bomb. Ray Epps is the absolute worst. Okay, I got to... Well, not this early. You don't mean this early to wrap it.
Well, not right now. I just mean like a minute or two early.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. That's good. Yeah, no, can you find that gushing 60 minutes of Ray Epps, that gushing interview they did? You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Although I know Trump's going to speak any minute here, but that was the most nauseating thing. What?
We have the Trump speaking.
Oh, he's coming out right now?
Yeah. Well, he's technically out like 2 seconds ago while you were talking to Nick. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was so dialed into the interview with Nick that I wasn't paying attention. Nick, seriously, I wasn't paying attention to the former president. Okay, you got it, though?
Yeah, it's not very long.
Because it says live right now on my television. 5:02 p.m. Oh, I'm behind. Wait, hang on.
You're about 20 minutes behind.
Yeah, I'm way behind here. Okay. Let me fast forward to live. This is the problem with freaking streaming TV. This is the problem. You know what I mean? Oh, there's Dana. Hi, Dana. She looks lovely today with those earrings. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. Here's President Trump.
Thank you very much. Everybody saw what happened today. I don't think we have to do any explaining. I'm not allowed to anyway because this judge is corrupt. He's a corrupt judge. This judge, what he did and what his ruling was, is a disgrace. Everybody saw what happened today. He's a corrupt judge and he's totally conflicted. And I got to get back on the campaign trail. I'm not supposed to be here. We are so innocent. There's never been anything like it. Read every single analyst, legal analyst.
I'm innocent, and I'm being held in this court with a corrupt judge who's totally conflicted. Take a look at his conflict. It's a disgrace to the city of New York, to the state of New York, and to the country. Thank you very much.
Now, you're going to get to hear former President Trump tomorrow morning on Kale & Company at 8:30. They'll have the first interview with him since this latest gag order was rejected by the judge. So tune in tomorrow morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD for Kale & Company, Nick and Dawn talking to President Trump at 8:30 a.m. or listen on the free crappy Odyssey, the free Odyssey app, however you get it. Whenever you like to do it. My friend Laura, who's listening, said, I get paid in whiskey. That's true. And Major Media, by the way, she represents Garden State Earthworks and several other of our wonderful advertisers. So if you need any help promoting your business, Major Media. Remember my friend Laura Major, lauramajormedia.com. She'll help you. She's great at what she does. So listen, this gag order, I'm so furious about this. In case you're just joining me, here's what happened. So Stormy Daniels goes on the stand and completely starts going on about condom usage and what Trump's wearing and spanking and all this other stuff. She finishes her testimony. She concludes her testimony. 2 days of testimony. The guy who is the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, who is the front runner, the former president, and very likely the future president. And the judge even said that. Is not allowed to speak about what Stormy Daniels said in that courtroom. Now, think about this. Not only is he taken off the playing field, they've taken the president of the United States, the future president, off the playing field. He's not able to campaign in the swing states. He's not able to be anywhere but New York City right now. 4 days a week. So he's coming to Wildwood on Saturday, but otherwise he'd be in Pennsylvania today. But he's got to be in that courtroom. He does not have the option to leave. He's got to be in that courtroom or they'll lock him up and they'll drag him to court every day. It's outrageous. And now that Stormy Daniels has concluded her testimony and all the world has heard her claims. And there have been stories written about all kinds of disgusting, disgusting allegations. He doesn't have the ability to stand up there and to deny them. He doesn't have the ability to call her a liar, to say that she's extorting him, that she needs the money because she owes him $650,000. Donald Trump is being charged by his government with a crime. It's a BS crime. It's a made-up crime. But he's still being charged by his government. And the government, you have a Fifth Amendment right to not speak, but there's nothing in the Constitution that prevents you from speaking against your government, particularly when your government charges you. You don't have to, but there's nothing that prevents you from speaking. In fact, the First Amendment protects your ability to speak against your government. And I'll go a step further on this and say that as the president of the, as the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, it is in the interest of the voters. We keep hearing all these people whining about democracy, the end of democracy, 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 democracy's on the ballot, blah, 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 blah. It's in the interest of voters to hear from the Republican nominee for president. It's in the interest of democracy, even though we are a constitutional republic, but regardless, it's the word they love to throw around. In the interest and the spirit of democracy, is it not important to hear from the major party candidate? This isn't a guy running a third-party kook operation. He's the Republican nominee. I mean, the presumptive, of course, obviously, is to be officially nominated, but he's the Republican nominee for president. And the voters don't get to hear his side of the story. So all these suburban moms outside of Philadelphia who listen to me, and I know that you love me because chicks dig, I mean, the ratings show that the women love the Zioli show. It's, you know.
That actually
Zioli is. Army, hashtag chicks dig us. Is that we're working on that shirt, right?
That actually is true. The data does show that chicks do love you. It's not hyperbole.
They love us, guys. It's us. Let's be honest. Henry's good looks and charm, DeSantis' inability to get major guests. They love all of it. They love the whole kit and caboodle. So you know who you are right now, you gorgeous suburban moms, you. You're the target audience, and I love you. But Trump needs to go out there and be able to explain that everything that Stormy Daniels is saying on the stand is a load of BS. as not only a person being charged by his government, but as the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America. And he needs to be able to do that in front of you in the suburban areas outside of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, in the places that he needs to win. This is such a way to destroy him. This is the attempt to destroy him by keeping him off the playing field and by also humiliating him in court. What have I always said to you? The process is the punishment. When the government knows it can't get a conviction, they don't care. They don't care. They don't have to worry about wasting time or money. It's your money and it's your time. They don't have to worry about getting clients. You know, attorneys in the private sector, they got to hang a shingle and they got to get out there all the time trying to get people to be their clients. But if you're a government lawyer, you're on the clock. No problem. You whatever time you need, it doesn't matter. Take your time. They don't care if they get a conviction. Their goal here is to humiliate Trump, to make all those suburban moms be disgusted by the man. Oh, he didn't wear a protection. Give me a freaking break. And this judge won't let that man go in front of them and speak to them and tell his side of the story. You know, he's going to be in Wildwood on Saturday, and he can't stand up there and say, Stormy Daniels is a liar. Stormy Daniels is making this up. I'm tired of her claims and her allegations. This is a woman who has changed her story. This is a woman who has lied so many times before. This is a woman who has made money off of me and my story and her story that she's made up. And this judge, his daughter, is making millions of dollars off this case because she's a Democrat fundraiser who gets a VIG, and they are using this case to raise money. Biden's campaign team was bragging about how they could run a traditional campaign while Trump can't. This is from Politico. Bragging about this. Quote, all told, the announcements coming 6 months out from Election Day signal that the Biden team is still banking on a traditional campaign strategy of trying to reach voters through a physical footprint and television ads. It is a stark contrast to his opponent, former President Trump, who has spent much of the past few weeks in a New York City courthouse and has attempted to use his ongoing criminal hush money trial to keep his base ginned up. On a call with reporters, Biden principal deputy campaign manager Quentin Foulkes compared the campaign's efforts with Trump's, whose battleground presence is as non-existent as his paid media effort. This is working exactly as they intended it. That's why the prosecutor was the number two guy at the Department of Justice. Worked directly for Biden. They want to keep Trump out of the swing states. They want to humiliate him in court. This is outrageous what's happening in this country. This is outrageous. We live in a police state. I've been telling you that for how many years now? How many years have I been telling you that? We do. It's true. It's not hyperbole. I don't say it to get ratings. I don't need to. Ratings are awesome, especially with women. I got a break. 855-839-1210. Julie Kelly's coming up next. We got to talk to her right away. So, oh, you wanted me to get out early, and I didn't do that. So I'm just going to get out right here. This is the Grand, our happy hour. I'm happy. Brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Will be there June 21st for our next live show. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Breaking news here on the show. They are having conversations about the potential mistrial, but the judge has denied Trump's gag order modification to be able to talk about Stormy Daniels. That is the breaking news. It's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Julie Kelly, our mutual friend, I'm going to call him a friend now, Nick Searcy was just on with me. He says, please send Julie my love.
Well, yes, I love Nick. He's awesome. You know, he's helped really bring the J6 stories, to a whole different audience. And yeah, he's amazing.
Well, you're amazing, and you're a movie star because you're in the new movie, The War on Truth, which is coming out May 17th. So that's excellent. I'm excited for that. We have so much to talk about. Where do we begin? Where do you want to start? I know we don't have a ton of time, so where should we begin?
So I guess we could talk about the piece that I have up this week related to evidence now that the FBI doctored that infamous photo, of the classified, the nuclear secrets laying on the ground at Mar-a-Lago. So, yeah, we now know that those cover sheets, the FBI brought those cover sheets to the raid, them as replacements in some of the boxes, and then obviously props for that photograph to make it look like that was the way that they found the records inside the boxes at Mar-a-Lago.
That's just unbelievable that they did that. That is right out of the police state handbook right there to affect public opinion against Donald Trump. It's outright. I can't believe it. I mean, I can believe it, but it's just infuriating that this happened. There's some recent unsealings by Judge. And by the way, Julie, will anyone get in trouble for doing that?
Oh, no, no.
No.
I mean, I don't even know how you discover who the FBI agents are. Now, of course, we know that there's security footage at Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure that they shut off whatever cameras were focused on the agents who were, prepping, doing the choreography there. So we may not ever find out. But, Rich, in addition to that photo, even more alarming is the fact that Jack Smith also admitted that those cover sheets that they used as placements in boxes to indicate where a classified document had been found, among all the papers, he just admitted that in some instances they can't connect the cover sheet with the actual document that they took out. And what? They also said that the boxes that they took from Mar-a-Lago, 34 boxes, are not in the original condition and state that they were after the raid, that the contents have been moved around in some instances. And he just says, no big deal. That's not what we were focused on. And it doesn't matter because here's the classified documents that we found.
So it's just unbelievable. But you tweeted out, Julie Kelly, that the judge in the case was doing a great job, who's now indefinitely delayed the classified documents case. Thank God. It's what should happen here. There's breaking news around that you just tweeted out. Tell us about it.
Right. So it looks like first of all, she has permanently vacated the May 20th trial date, and that was an order the other night. She also said that it would be imprudent to set another trial date at this time because there are so many outstanding matters related to this case. Well, what she is doing, and what you and I have talked about, is she's on this unsealing, unredacting crusade because she really wants the American people to see for themselves how dirty this case has been since the very beginning. So she just filed a motion an order, saying that she is working with both sides to figure out how to unredact and unseal grand jury materials. Now, Rich, this entire investigation took place in Washington, D.C., did not take place in Southern Florida where it should have. again, the dirty DOJ and FBI taking all the documents to Trump-hating cauldron of the Washington FBI field office, the federal courthouse in Washington, so the DOJ could get whatever they wanted out of the courts, every subpoena that they wanted, et cetera. So now we're going to be able to see some of the grand jury proceedings, including this extraordinary order by Obama judge, the chief judge at the time, Beryl Howell, who also oversaw all of the special counsel Robert Mueller proceedings, all of his grand jury abuses as well. She pierced attorney-client privilege between Donald Trump and his lawyer, Evan Corcoran, and forced Evan Corcoran to turn over all of his recordings, his notes, his documents with Donald Trump about these classified or disclassified documents investigation, forced Evan Corcoran to turn over all of his records to DOJ, to Jack Smith, about his dealings with Donald Trump. So now we're going to get to see Beryl Howell's justification for doing that. She said there was evidence of a crime, and that's why she pierced that privilege. So we're going to see exactly what crime Beryl Howell came up with. There's also, looks like they're going to be unsealing other materials related to the raid of Mar-a-Lago. So we are really going to be digging into behind the scenes how this investigation went down for 2 years, who was involved, and what dirty tricks, not just by the DOJ and FBI, but the federal courts in Washington, were up to bring this case together.
Julie Kelly's with me. She is the author of January 6th, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. She's also in the new movie coming out, The War on Truth. So she's a movie star as well. Julie, thank you for covering all this. I mean, it's so important. Everybody understands this. This Jack Smith guy and what he's done here in this case, it's entrapment, playing a game here, playing a timeline game. It's blowing up in his face, though, which is good. But he's not done yet, this guy, Jack Smith. He's hell-bent here on getting Trump. And he's going to still, in my opinion, try to find a way here. He's not going to let these little obstacles stop him.
He's not, except he's run into a buzzsaw with Judge Cannon. Not only is she doing all this unsealing and unredacted, Rich, when she vacated the trial date the other day, she set a series of hearings that look to me, Rich, like an almost mini trial of Jack Smith in DOJ. She's going to hold a hearing next week about one of his co-defendants' motions on selective vindictive prosecution. June 21st, she's going to hold a hearing on the motion to dismiss based on the unlawful appointment of Jack Smith. As you know, we have people like Edwin Meese and other former attorney generals who have filed briefs before the Supreme Court arguing that none of these indictments, Jack Smith's two indictments, should go forward because he was not lawfully appointed. He was never approved by the U.S. Senate. He has no congressional authority to be doing what he's doing. And then the end of June, Rich, this is the big one. She is going to hold 3 days of hearings related to this bombshell motion to compel, defense motion that articulated what the defense believes is the full prosecution team that involves the Biden White House, his general counsel and deputy general counsel, the National Archives, the Department of Justice, the FBI, because now we have evidence that these entities, top officials in those agencies, were in cahoots in 2021 to concoct some sort of documents case against Trump and drag his team into it and, yes, entrap him in yet another criminal conspiracy intended to put him behind bars. Those 3 days will basically be putting DOJ and Jack Smith and the Biden White House on trial. That will
I can't
be fascinating.
Wait. And when is this going to happen, Julie?
This is the last week of June, the 24th through the 26th.
All right, we'll have to get you back on the show. Yeah, we'll have to get you back on the show to talk about that. I know you got to run in a minute, but last question for you. The media outrage over this judge, the gnashing of teeth, and that guy, Ty Cobb, that joke of a lawyer going on about how this judge can't be objective. This judge is doing what she should be doing, which is to protect the constitutional rights of a defendant in a federal trial, a federal case. This is exactly what she should be doing.
That's exactly what she is doing. She is not only just defending the due process rights of the defendant, which she has said repeatedly that she is going to do, but also, exposing to the American people this government overreach, this abuse of the system. And she has said over and over, I will favor the side of transparency. This is an unprecedented case, and the American people deserve to have trust and be fully informed about what happened here. And that is what she is single-handedly doing, and that's why the knives are out for her. And she's a great contrast to the judge that we see in Manhattan. That is not what you're supposed to be doing. He is basically on another member of the prosecution team. And you know what? And this is what these prosecutors are used to getting, Rich. They're used to getting their way. They're not used to going up tough judges who are going to hold them accountable. That's what she's doing, and she does not appear to be stopping anytime soon. So let's pray for her, and God bless her and Godspeed, because this is what we need. We need transparency and accountability.
Well said. Follow Julie on X at Julie_Kelly2. Subscribe to her Substack and watch her in the movie The War on Truth coming out on May 17th. Thanks, my friend. Keep up the great work.
Talk soon, Rich. Thanks so much.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Two big movie stars today on the show. Look at that. Very cool. That's why chicks dig me. All right. sorry. Let's see. Stickball Russ says, I do my check-in on social media. Rich, you got to post this interview with Julie. People need to know what's happening here. This was never about crimes. It was always about the election. There needs to be consequences for Smith and others here. Well said. Old man Dudley has an interesting theory. Based on things her girlfriends used to tell my wife, there are a lot of women in their 50s who think an affair would be great for their psyche. Anecdotal, but how many of these desired suburbanites would actually think an affair with Donald Trump would be exciting? Old man Dudley, I don't even know how to respond to that, so I'm just going to not respond to that. I'm just going to let that go, all right? I don't know where you're getting your metrics from, but...
He said it was anecdotal.
He certainly did. He sure did. MAGA man wants to know why can't Donald Trump use an imposter to talk for him and sound just like him, like the same guy Nick uses, Sean Farage? Why can't he hire him to say these things right after the court? It's not Trump saying them, it's somebody else. Not a bad idea. Like, just have Sean Farage go out there and do it. But, because, you know, the problem is, though, is that Trump is, you can feel he's raging over this, and I would be raging too. Anybody would be raging over this. And he needs to be able to get out there and speak about this stuff. And the fact that he can't is just absolutely, you know, it's so infuriating. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in here. Let's see. I've got so much more to get to here. I feel like we're behind, but it's just one of those days. One of those weeks, actually. It's just one of those weeks. This is, okay, now, I've told you before that I find Ann Coulter to be a reprehensible human being on so many different levels. And, you know, she's anti-Trump in every single way. She's anti-Trump in every way. She blew me off in California years ago. Dawn hates her. Still to this day, she's dead to Dawn Stensland, because you don't mess with Dawn. She's the most loyal person. This is what Ann Coulter said to Vivek Ramaswamy, okay? I mean, she's hideous. And this is why people that, you know... She goes on Bill Maher and she goes on her tweet storms about Trump, and she hates Trump and she bashes Trump all the time. How is this okay? Cut 14.
And on this question of nationalism and national identity, somebody I've been fascinated for a long time and have interacted with on social media, but for the first time we're having at least a live form conversation in the offline sense of it, it's Ann Coulter. So Ann, thanks for coming on, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Me too. Thanks for having me. That was a fantastic opening monologue. I too am a fan of yours. I'm going to make a point of disagreeing with you so that it will be fun. You are so bright and articulate, and I guess I can call you articulate since you're not an American black. Can't say that about them. That's derogatory. And that was a great opening segment. Lots of things to talk about there. Oh, and I agreed with many, many things you said during in fact, probably more than most other candidates when you were running for president. But I still would not have voted for you because you're an Indian. We'll get back to that.
Now, is she joking there, or is that real?
No, she goes on to defend the comment.
Okay. All right. Does Vivek push back on her?
No. I mean, I didn't listen to the whole conversation, but her argument is that it's like, I guess being white is core to the national identity. I would recommend listening to the whole conversation, but it's not taken out of context, and it's a pretty reprehensible thing to say.
She's hideous.
Especially since she says she agrees with him on basically every issue. So the only thing that she doesn't like about him is basically his skin color.
Mm-hmm. I hate her. I really do. I and not just for blowing me off at Berkeley, even though I flew all the way out there to support her and Milo. And Milo was great, but let's see some of her recent tweets here. I mean, she just winds up. It's the Trump hating. That's what it is for me. It's the Trump hating for me that I can't stand. I can't stand these people that see a lane by going anti-Trump and take it. And I know that it's all BS. I know that Ann Coulter will say anything and do anything to just get attention. Like, she's now defending herself and saying that she's not saying these things and people are taking her out of context and everything like this. Ann Coulter will do anything. I mean, anything to get attention, anything. And turning on Trump and going against Trump is her way of getting attention. That's her way of also getting attention. Just like being an early supporter of Trump early on was her way of getting attention. So, you know, there you go. But I do have a fake hate crime hoax that she did post, and I'll share this with you. This is from the New York Post. Teens kicked out of an elite Catholic school for blackface are awarded $1 million by a jury after proving it was just an acne mask. Two teens were kicked out of their elite California Catholic school while falsely accused of wearing blackface. They've been jointly awarded more than $1 million after proving it was just a green acne face mask. The then students at St. Francis High School in Mountain View were just 14 when they took a photo during a sleepover in 2017 of them wearing the treatment in solidarity with a friend suffering from severe acne. The treatment, bought by one of the boys' moms, was light green when applied and turned dark green once dry. Okay? They were doing this in solidarity. Now, I can tell you this. As a kid who had bad acne, and I did. I had bad acne. I was chubby, and I had bad acne. So chicks did not dig me back then. But don't worry, because this, I mean, I peaked. You know what I mean? Eventually. The ugly duckling became the swan, ladies, is what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say to you. But it was a train wreck in high school, the early years. I had to take Accutane, which is a terrible drug for you. It's awful. It's terrible. But I would have to wear these masks all the time. I had such bad acne. And yeah, you put the mask on your face, and it was terrible. Now, combine that with the husky jeans, and I was not, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I was not athletic.
Yeah, you're painting a pretty bleak picture.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden I turned 17, and it was like, you know, I started playing those May It Please the Court Supreme Court case tapes in my dad's car, and it was all, you know? So. Well, the innocent selfie that these three kids put out went viral 3 years later when it was found and widely shared during the height of the Black Lives Matter protests. A Santa Clara County jury agreed this week that the school breached an oral contract and did not give them due process before expelling them in 2020. The students, identified only as AH and HH in their lawsuit, were awarded $500,000 each and will have their $70,000 tuition reimbursed. The case is significant not only for our clients, but for all its groundbreaking effect on all private high schools in California, which are now legally required to provide fair procedure to students before punishing or expelling them. Good for the kids. Good for them. But it's awful to think that these kids had to be dragged through this and accused of being racist and everything else. We see a lot of this stuff that comes up. And that's why we talked to Wilfred Riley, who wrote the book, Hate Crime Hoax, because there's a lot of these things that happen. And it's a damn shame because people wind up having their entire reputations destroyed, completely destroyed by all of this, these horrific allegations. The judge said in this case that even a repost is a violation. What does that mean? That if Trump were to repost something on his Truth Social account, for example,
yeah, well,
that would be a violation of the gag order?
Exactly. So someone throughout on social media throughout the possibility of Trump getting an impersonator to basically say what he wants to say.
Right. Like Sean Farage,
yeah, but I think that would be a violation, at least I assume it would be. If a repost is a violation, then certainly an impersonation endorsed by Trump would fall into that category, I would imagine.
Yeah. In other words, anything that he would have knowledge of would be a violation of the gag order. That's why his campaign people, that's why I don't, if you noticed when I had Catherine on yesterday, I didn't ask her about the trial because she can't speak either because of
Caroline,
the gag order.
Caroline,
I'm sorry. When I say Catherine, Caroline, I'm losing my mind here. she can't speak about the gag order. She can't speak either as the spokesperson for the campaign. So I don't think anyone from the, this is what I don't understand. Alina Haba is out there. She's speaking. I'm trying to understand that. I got to really get a sense of the scope of the gag order and who it impacts. Because the question becomes, why not just have a campaign spokesperson go out there? I think the thing is, it's never going to get the reach. No one's going to get the reach of Trump, even if it's somebody authorized by him to do so. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to get the reach that Donald Trump will. Even if his attorney can say something, even if a campaign spokesperson can say something, you're never going to get the reach that Donald Trump can get. And that's why the gag order is there. Plus, people want to hear things from the candidate directly. They want to hear from the person directly saying these things. It's important. It's very important for them to be able to hear from the candidate and to hear the sincerity in his voice. And he can't do that. So, all right, listen, we've got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. A lot of breaking news out there. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons, because how's that bathroom in your home? Does it need to be remodeled? Well, Emmons can update your bathroom in 3 days. That's right. Have the beautiful bathroom you've always wanted in 3 days' time with my friends at Emmons. Let the Emmons design experts create your perfect bathroom sanctuary, a bathroom that will add real value to your home. Real value to your home. Because that is the thing. Bathrooms sell homes. Bathrooms add value. And Emmons is the best. My friends Matt and Stephanie are terrific people. They were over my house recently, and they had dinner, and we've gotten to know them over the years, and they remodeled the bathroom in our old house, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new house as well. There's a difference when you use a company like Emmons. It's all about integrity. It's about honesty, and it's about doing a great job and never missing a single detail. Go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, or 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you. Call Emmons.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.